Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You may or may not have heard a rumor that the world's supply of cork is dwindling. Cork, which is made from the bark of the cork oak tree, or Quercus suber, is used in a variety of products, the most common being wine stoppers. So is there any truth behind the idea that we're running out of cork? Not at all. There's actually an abundance of this totally sustainable, eco-friendly material. In fact, if you've ever traveled to the rural areas of southern Portugal, where most of the world's cork oak trees are grown, you've seen firsthand that the supposed shortage of the cork supply is a myth. Insiders in the cork industry, which employs an estimated 30,000 workers in varied jobs, confirm that there are plenty of cork oak trees to be found in the sustainable and environmentally harvested cork forests of Portugal. Regular planting ensures a continuous and steady supply, but the process requires some patience. Newly planted cork oak trees need, on average, more than 25 years of growth before their bark can first be harvested. Farmers must then wait another 9 or 10 years until the trees fully recover and are ready to have their outer bark layer harvested again. This approach yields a high-quality raw material while enabling the trees to live about 300 years. The takeaway? There are said to be enough cork trees today in the sustainable cork forests of Portugal to last more than 100 years. Translation, there's enough harvestable cork right this very moment to seal all of the wine bottles produced in the world for the coming century. So what led to the rumor that the world is running out? In 1923, the Portuguese government began to protect the cork tree by law from improper or out-of-season harvest because officials were worried that developers would clear out the cork forests to build. To stop this from happening, the government declared the cork oak tree endangered at that time. But more recently, something that might have fueled the rumble about a cork shortage or that cork is endangered and at risk of extinction is that many companies in the wine industry began switching from traditional cork stoppers to plastic corks and screw caps. The reason? A cork is much more expensive compared with the alternatives because it can be harvested only once a year by skilled farmers. Plus, using plastic or screw cap alternatives to cork pretty much removes the danger of losing wine due to cork rot. That's when natural cork starts falling apart and lets air into the wine bottle, which can ruin the wine. And that's really one of the two things you're supposed to be looking for when a server pours you the first taste of a bottle. First, is it the bottle you ordered? Second, is it vinegar instead of wine? The changeover to cork alternatives started happening in force in the 1990s. But wineries had to convince people, and wine drinkers in particular, that it would be more beneficial to use the plastic corks or screw caps to seal wine bottles rather than cork stoppers. It's possible that some wineries began insinuating that cork is endangered so that more people might be willing to choose wines sealed with screw caps. The truth is, the cork tree is not endangered. And because some vintners prefer screw caps for various reasons, that's actually led to a decrease in demand for cork wine stoppers. So there's actually an abundance of cork and cork oak trees. And here's the cool part. That abundance has opened up a world of opportunity for the impermeable, lightweight, and moisture-resistant material. Today, cork handbags and wallets are becoming popular leather alternatives. And cork is also used in flooring, shoes, and other vegan accessories. Today's episode was written by Wendy Bowman and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other plentiful topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.